You're Lori DuBose as we welcome Fairhope Mayor Sherry Sullivan into the studio. Good morning, Sherry. How are you?
Good morning, Lori. Good. How are you?
Good. Thanks for joining us and for being here most every second and fourth Tuesday following council meetings, which everyone can watch on YouTube live or later. And I was not able to watch, so I might be asking some obvious questions, but we do encourage folks to go back and watch if they have any questions or concerns. And we'll start with the work session where artist Bruce Larson was presenting artwork for the Arts Alley. Is that correct?
Bruce was not there last night. We also have a representative from Single Tax who was coming with Bruce because Single Tax is paying Bruce to do that artwork for the Arts Alleyway. And the person who was supposed to come with him was traveling. So we will do that at the April 25th meeting.
Okay.
So that was postponed till then.
Okay. But the plan is for him to have some type of a sculpture in the Arts Alley, which is going to be right across from us here on North Church, in between the shops and the parking garage and the restaurant.
That's right. And you will also, we've been talking about that project for a really long time. So I'm glad to get it started. But you will see on the agenda where we have had to re-advertise that again, which I hate, because of some advertising requirements that were not met. It's federal money. It's federal highway money. And there are so many regulations that goes along with that federal money. So there was some advertising that people were just they just didn't feel comfortable with, so they did ask that we put that back out. Don't think that it's going to be, you know, much of a change in cost wise. Hope not, and hope that we can get that expedited.
And that's going to include a Bratz bus transportation hub and new and restrooms. Correct.
It will be a transportation hub because, again, it is federal highway money. There will be a restroom facility on this end of church. Also will be some aesthetic improvements in the alleyway, some different drive, some bricks for the drive there. There will also be some lighting. It's also going to be a drainage project. As you know, there's a lot of water that comes down through that alleyway, mm-hmm. So also a drainage project where we'll do some piping underground of that water.
Okay. And we look forward to that project, but it's going to have to be rebid.
Yes, and again, I'm not so sure that's not a bad thing, simply because you see the work that's still going out here outside your window. So to kind of coordinate all that is a lot, so I'm not so sure that it's not a bad thing that we push it a couple months and kind of get this project moved
finished,
finished, done, and then we'll start the other one.
You read my mind on that. Anything else in the work session you'd like to mention?
Really, we just covered most of the agenda in the work session. It gave the staff a little extra time to talk about some of the things that were on the council agenda that the council had some additional questions on.
Okay. Report of the mayor. What did you report?
So I reported, one thing I did was recognize our dispatchers for Telecommunications Week this week. Was happy to be able to do that because, you know, a lot of the times I think that the police department, the police officers and the firefighters, paramedics, always get the accolades for being like the first responders. But really, when you call 911 or call Fairhope PD, you're going to talk to the dispatchers first and foremost, the telecommunicators. Mm-hmm. So these are the people who are kind of the unsung heroes of those first responders and the ones who really, you know, do the communications with the officers in the field, who are responsible for their safety, for, you know, keeping people calm on the phone. So really a great opportunity to recognize those folks and thank them for what they do every day for Fairhope and for our citizens.
That's got to be a tough and stressful job.
Yes, I can't even imagine. Yes.
And moving on now, final adoption for the rooftop terrace. I think you and Jack mm-hmm. explained that pretty well, mm-hmm. so we don't need to go back into it, but no. It was adopted.
It was adopted. That passed without much conversation, to be honest.
And then the final adoption for the Dominion Senior Living that had an amendment there. That's the big development folks are watching at Volanta and Greeno.
Correct.
And that was just changing up some design, more green space.
More green space. It went from, I think, 24% green space to 30% green space. And also there's a parcel on the end near Hoyle Avenue on the south end of that campus that will be for future development. It could be for a physician's office or for green space. So that was one of the major changes with that parcel.
Okay. And let's look at number 8, site plan review and approval for Polo Crossing, a 5-unit multiple occupancy project on 98 south of Wolf Bayview, which is all needs to be commercial, and that's it what does. A little shopping strip mall
right
type?
It okay. is. There was a lot of conversation over that, to be honest, because it does include a drive through, so there's some concern over, you know, traffic backing up out onto Greeno. Hopefully that will not happen. There's enough area there, I think, where the cars will be able to get through, because they go behind the building, you know, kind of like Wendy's and those
Wendy's,
places
too. McDonald's, yes. Burger King.
There's a lot of them that have it. There was some conversation over the fact that our zoning ordinance right now requires compact car parking on these commercial strips, and as we know, compact cars have become like golf carts, electric vehicles, and they're not allowed on Greeno because of the speed limit. They can't go on streets, you know, greater than 25, I believe it is, 25 miles per hour, so they can't be on Greeno. So there was a lot of conversation over compact car parking, and we really don't have compact cars. You know, you have F-250s, you have Suburbans,
right.
That may or may not fit in those parking spaces. So there was a lot of conversation over that development, actually.
Was it approved?
It was approved.
Okay.
It was.
And then there is another office building, Fairhope Urology, a one-unit project, 1.5 acres, also in that same area, apparently. That was approved?
It was approved. And that's on the same campus of Butts Green's Nursery now.
Okay.
He subdivided that, and there's some parcels there that are being sold for professional office space.
Okay. Wow. They went to great efforts to try to preserve that green.
They did.
Green nursery and get it rezoned and the intent to use, and then they sold it and changed it. Is that accurate?
That's accurate.
Okay. Let's move on to number 12. The city council, I mentioned this with Jack, so I was curious too. Number 12 and 13 are both preliminary engineering services for water and wastewater upgrades, one at 32 and 33 and one in the Fruit and Nut.
Right.
So tell us about why that's needed and why not the same company and why not staff?
Right. Sure. No. Well, these projects are way too big for staff to do, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
These are large projects. You have to have a lot of engineering with them. So there's a lot of money coming down from the federal government, ARPA money, our American Rescue Plan money, coming down to the federal government through ADM. And so we've submitted two projects, and these are two more projects. The other two were shovel-ready because they were in the budget this year.
Mm-hmm.
These two were not. So in order to be able to submit them to ADM, we have to do the SRF form, which is what ADM requires. So we have to do the pre-engineering. It's just kind of it's a small report. Hopefully will not be that much money, but we have to have that done in order to submit it. So both of these projects we feel are going to be, you know, beneficial to our systems and to our utilities. And specifically number 13, there is a pot of money there with the bipartisan infrastructure bill that will allow you to replace lead piping. And because that's old infrastructure, the Fruit and Nut area is one of the oldest areas in town.
Mm-hmm.
It does have some lead piping in there, so we want to make sure we, you know, remediate that as much as we can, and by using this money that's coming down from the government. So this will not happen quickly. This is going to be something that we submit, and we may not, that funding's available for the next 5 years.
Okay.
So it may not happen overnight, but we need to have those shovel ready projects. So this is an attempt for us to be able to get some of that money.
And both of them are going to help with our water and wastewater.
Correct.
Thus sewer spills.
Correct.
And overflows. So
correct.
It's all and, all looking forward
and
ahead.
I am happy to report this week, I know people are tired of hearing about the restore projects, but you know, they've been moving forward in that sewer. We have $10 million restore grant for the sewer projects, and again, those take a lot of time, and that is basically rehabbing manholes, rehabbing sewer lines, lift stations, putting some generators on lift stations. All that was submitted this week, 100% engineering plan, so now it goes to Treasury for approval, and then it'll come back and we can bid that out. So there's a lot of good things happening, a lot of great things for our water and sewer department.
So that's a separate project
it
than
is.
What we're calling the Church Street Infrastructure
it
Project.
It is. It's a separate project.
So we just need to get used to what we're seeing around town. Some call it construction, but you've got to call it progress for the future growth.
It's progress and investment in our community. I mean, that's what we have to look at it as.
Okay. All right. Now, resolution number 20, to award a bid for asphalt repair, resurfacing, and striping for citywide projects.
Right.
$507,000, not including parking lots. Tell us about that item. Jack was concerned about it being over budget.
It was over budget. It was $100,000 over budget. But I will tell you, we had a plan in place for that. I'm sorry, Councilman Burrell didn't know that when he was here yesterday. We had not had that conversation, which we should have prior to him coming to the radio or had that conversation with the council. But so when that came in over budget, our treasurer, Kim Creech, and Richard Johnson and myself, we all got together and like, okay, this is over budget. Where are we going to come up with the money from? Typically, specifically Orange Street and Pecan are both on that list. And there's a lot of utility cuts that had to be done when we did a project with the gas department there. So we were transferring money from gas to cover those two streets, so that cut that budget down. And then there was just an additional $13,000 that we had to find that can come from the Rebuild Alabama money or the gas tax money. So we had a plan in place for that. Again, one of the things with Rebuild Alabama, that gas tax money, you have to have a priority list for paving in order to receive those funds. So people are used to seeing that list. It's posted at City Hall. You can ask for it at any time. It's on the website saying these are the roads we're going to pave. So when they don't see their road on these lists when we publish them, they get really anxious because there's a lot of streets in town that need paving. I mean, when we do any kind of utility cut, I mean, we've cut a lot of streets. Mm-hmm. They're just aging infrastructure again. So we have to really work that list. So that's one thing that I really want to work with the utilities on is when they do these major projects, they're going to be responsible for coming back and paving that street. So it doesn't count against that Rebuild Alabama money, and it doesn't count against our yearly repaving because there's a lot of other roads that need to be repaved in Fairhope.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that bid was approved.
It was.
And Asphalt Services is the same department or same company that's doing most of the Church Street
mm-hmm.
infrastructure.
ASI.
I get to, not that I know what I'm looking at, but watching these guys work for the past several months, they do a top-notch job.
They do. They do a great
job. Now you can see the new curbing and the new sidewalks that they're doing here right in front of us on North Church, and they do excellent work.
And one thing that I really appreciate is not only ASI, but Sawgrass, who is the has the project manager out here. I mean, I get a text every day that says day 10, and it gives me some pictures. It gives me what's happening there today. I'm able to share that with the council. So it's really helpful in keeping us, communicating with us, and I think they've gotten used to working with our staff, so it works really well for us.
Number 21, authorizing a change order for the Fairhope Docks bulkhead repairs. This looks like an increase of $32,000.
It is. So there was about 30 feet of bulkhead that was not covered in that original bid because it was not damaged by the hurricane, and it really needed to be replaced. So came back with a change order for that to replace that 30 feet, and it is
$1,000 a foot.
Yes, $32,000, and that will get that whole bulkhead will all of it will be replaced. Pretty much all of it will be replaced. There will be none of it that I think Richard Johnson said would be less than 7 years old. So, or greater than 7 years old. So, really gives us a good start out there. Less maintenance, kind of have that whole project redone.
And wasn't a lot of this FEMA money? Where is this money coming from?
FEMA money. This money is actually going to end up coming out of operations budget right now because we did not plan for that $32,000. So it will be coming out of another pot of money, and we'll have to cut an expense somewhere else.
But the other $340,320-something
yes, FEMA reimbursement.
Was FEMA money reimbursement. Good. Okay. Well, what else on here would you like to mention? Oh, consultants. I had asked about number 23.
Mm-hmm. 23. So, again, we talked earlier about the money coming down from the federal government, the ARPA money. Again, there's a lot of money coming in through the federal government through this bipartisan infrastructure bill and other things. So, Maynard Cooper has somebody there on staff who can help us identify those pots of money, who has some relationships at the federal level, we can give him a priority list, and he can help us figure out where we can find those monies, open up doors for us, or show us opportunities that we may not know about. So the council decided to go into a six-month contract, knowing that we might even extend that for a year, hoping that we will, identify some of those monies that are available right now and be able to, get some of it here for Fairhope.
If you had to guess a ballpark figure or an estimate What kind of federal money have we seen come through in the past few days?
A lot.
$50 million? $100 million? I mean...
Well, and we've gotten our fair share of that, you know, between Restore, and of course, they consider FEMA money federal money. We've got the Go Mesa grant, which is, you know, that comes... A lot of that federal money feeds to the state, but it's knowing those things that... one thing we talked about last night was, you know, we might just say, oh, it's utility infrastructure. Well, if it's utility infrastructure that runs along some new projects, then that's economic development. And it's knowing how to frame those grants and knowing how to look for those pots of money that are so important. And this person will help us do that. I really think that we are going to see a huge influx of money in the next 5 years. And again, with our aging infrastructure, we can really use it. And as fast growing as Fairhope and Baldwin County is, I think this will be helpful for us.
It's a blessing for sure.
Yes, it is.
And that's not to exceed $54,000 for 6 months.
Correct.
Okay. Executive session to discuss the considerations the city is willing to offer or accept when considering the purchase, sale, exchange, lease, or market value of real property, and to discuss pending and potential litigation. You may or may not be able to say anything about that.
Yeah, I cannot comment on executive session.
Okay. Now, what is off the agenda or that I did not cover that you would like to mention?
Well, I just want to remind people, you know, Easter season's coming up, obviously, this weekend, and we have sunrise service that will be coming up at the pier on Sunday at 6:30. We also have the farmer's market that's going to begin. So, you know, people just really getting geared up for, you know, spring break's been happening for the schools. Next week, I think Christ the King and St. Michael's are on spring break. So just a lot of people out and about. It's been really fun to kind of see everybody, you know, all the kids out of school and enjoying downtown. And, you know, all the sports leagues are active. So just a lot of fun things happening in Fairhope right now.
Yeah, the farmer's market kicks off this Thursday. And will be through July 14th from 3 until 6. And looks like a lot of folks took advantage of the Easter Bunny last Saturday.
They did. And I think a lot of the businesses on this side of the construction also took advantage of that. I know like Old Bay Mercantile had one of the Easter Bunny's helpers there with them handing out eggs and, you know, excited about all that. And just, again, still encourage people that even though there's construction, remember all of downtown's open. The sidewalks are really easy to navigate. They've got great crosswalks set up. So don't let that stop you from, you know, visiting all of downtown when you come downtown.
Yes. And there is parking on the surrounding streets affected by the intersection closure at Church and Fairhope Avenue. You can't go through the intersection,
right,
but you can get near it.
Right. And I went to Bay Breeze this weekend. The library had a fundraiser at Bay Breeze and was at Bay Breeze and just parked on Summit and walked right up the sidewalk. Really easy to park on some of those streets that we're not used to parking on. So I encourage people to just come to the, you know, to the west side of town and park on that side and just walk up.
Very
yeah,
good. Thank you so much, Mayor.
Thank you.
Fairhope Mayor Sherry Sullivan joining us generally the second and fourth Tuesday following the Fairhope City Council meeting. You can see last night's meeting and work session on the City of Fairhope's YouTube channel if you would like to listen.
We do line locates, but things happen and they hit our lines. Last night, I think our crews were out to 10, 11 o'clock replacing secondary electric lines. A water line was hit. But yesterday, we had a water line break. Then we had a contractor hit a water line down here on Church. And when that happens, you have to reroute water from different areas, and it drains the water down to a point where you start getting some discoloration. And that's from manganese and iron that's in our system. It's not harmful to anybody, but it does does cause that discoloration. And people are like, oh, gosh, I can't drink it. I can't, you know, whatever. Cook with it. You can. It's safe. And I know people are hesitant to do that. But I want them to know that it's not dangerous. We are typically aware of it. We appreciate everybody calling. But again, this is just a result of our systems. And, you know, we're trying to do our best to not have those water main breaks. But again, with all the contractors we have in town, as fast as this area is growing, we'll probably continue to see some of that. But know that, you know, your water is always safe to drink. If it is not, we will be the first to tell you. But our crews are doing a great job trying to keep up with everything that's going on.
Okay, good. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
We were talking in the commercial. I said, wait, let's just get back on the air and clarify for everybody. Thank you so much, Fairhope Mayor Sherry Sullivan. It is 8:46. We're going to squeeze in a song or two before we get back to business. Keep it here at your local station, WABF 1480.